Yo, welcome to episode 96 of the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. I'm your boy, your co-host, John McCollin, here with the Don.
The Dada, Victor White. What's up, guys? Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Yo, how you feeling? Like,
I'm feeling fantastic. I just came back from a lunch with the guy who made my dreams come true, you know? And it was a good catch-up. The FBI is probably listening in on this call now because I catched up with him because of his current job, but that's not a big deal. So how are you doing, bro?
Bro, I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling highly favored. Like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for life. Every day I wake up, I'm like, yo, let's get it. You know what I mean?
That's good. I just want to tell the listeners before we jumped on the call, I was actually brutally honest with John because he's been on my mind for the past couple of days, and I had to bring up something a bit difficult actually that we talked about. But it feels good now that I got that weight off my heart, because you never want to see your boy, you know, you want the best for, you know, your circle.
Yeah, that's facts, bro. That's facts.
So, but anyhow, we talked about it and I'm on his page now.
We're moving. We're doing our thing. Moving. You know? We're keeping it moving.
Okay, bro.
Yo, roll the intro.
Breeze. Breeze. Breeze.
And tell me about your week. Tell me, what was this? I don't know if you could talk about this movie, but like.
I don't know. Like, okay, so it was insane, bro. So what I can say, so the reason that I was able to do my whole Olympic journey was because this one man, and his name is Martin, right? And at the time, he worked for this company named Capital. And when I reached out to 100 companies that I thought fit my brand image, you know, this was one of them. And they were my biggest sponsor at the time. Went in with a lot of money actually, and this was thanks to him, man. Like, this was, and I also went to New York to have a meeting with them. Like, that's why, like, I told him today, like, I'll never forget 304 Hudson, you know, that's the building where I took a meeting with like the whole crew of people and important people and stuff. And So I just immediately told him, I'm like, when we met up, now this was the summer of 2017 and it's now what, 2020? So it was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, bro, thank you for making my dreams come true. Like, it's thanks to you. You do realize that. And he was like, oh. And so he's had a wild ride and I've had a wild ride since we last saw each other. Okay, so essentially, like, I don't know how much I can say because, like, the nature of his job, like, he's working for an embassy and a billionaire. And that's hence I got to hear some insane stuff.
So he doesn't work at Capital.
But technically, I didn't get to hear any insane stuff, FBI, if you're listening to this. But he's like, so his job now is just to, like, he's just a fixer, like an assistant times 10, you know.
Yeah.
And they just bought a Tesla for the staff and stuff. Like, it's just sick. Insane. I do think it's public knowledge, so I do think that I could share. So the guy he's working for is one of the co-founders for PayPal. So the guy's literally a billionaire. You know,
that's crazy.
You guys can do your research. And Martin just told me, like, you know,
yeah.
But I out of respect to, you know, the FBI and all that stuff, like, John, we don't want to be hacked too much. Let's just,
you know, anonymous coming more for about us, it. You know?
yeah But guys, if you run into me in person, I'll tell you, so just ask me about the stuff. Mind blown. I'll tell you afterwards, John. Insane Like,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, I don't know, John. What's the common courtesy in regards to these things, John? Like, am I am I being like a TMZ right now, like spilling these things?
I mean, if you spill, you're definitely a TMZ. Like, if you spill it on this platform, you're a TMZ for sure.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Like, he didn't make you sign the NDA, so, like, you're
no,
blessed.
I know. Well, like, but I still
that's
feel
what
like,
happens, you know. That's how you get the leaks.
But it's like a thin border between like content and
100%.
Do you get what I mean?
That's why we're saying it after the podcast is recorded. FBA.
Yeah, exactly. No, but other than that, I've had the least productive week I've ever had.
Yo, have you been feeling like the week's been going fast?
Well, kind of, but still, like, I've just, like, so me and my girlfriend, we've started to work out a lot, running a lot together and stuff like that. But in terms of actually getting stuff done, I've been towards the lazy side.
It happens.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get a couple days when you're just, like, meh, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I felt like, for me personally, I felt like the last couple of weeks just like flew by, you know what I mean? I know we've spoken about this before, but like this is my, like, doing the podcast is like my landmark for the week, you know what I mean?
Definitely bro.
I'm like, okay, one more week is gone. It's Wednesday.
So, John, I messaged you because I'm curious about your week, and I messaged you about the deal in terms of your songwriting.
Yeah.
Do you have any updates for us?
Yeah, we, like, so I'll talk to you. I can talk to you personally after, because it's like a whole rollout that's supposed to happen. I guess people are gonna know now because I said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, like, things are popping. I mean, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Nothing that I said before, it changed, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still, everything's going to be the same in terms of who it is I'm doing this deal with and what the nature of the deal is and the magnitude of it.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to keep the surprise for when it actually happens.
Well, yeah. You don't want to spill the beans until the ink is dried on the paper.
Correct. You know. So, like, right now.
But what I'm because I'm gonna give a little bit of an exclusive, I guess. Like, you said, the lawyers are talking, and so I'm wondering, like, what lawyer do you have? Who do you have on your, you know?
B, don't worry about it, fam.
But you have someone you can trust, or like, what's the nature?
Yeah, I have more than one, yeah.
Because I think there's some value here, because I know some people, they find lawyers like when they do business or whatever. And in the beginning, the lawyer will do some pro bono work, which means for free work, because the person will most likely be a success. And then they'll use that lawyer and the lawyer will have a client. Or are you actually paying a lawyer, or do you know a lawyer?
Like, so how it works is like when you negotiate any like deal, if it's a recording deal or if it's like a publishing deal, anything. Like, the lawyer typically gets 5%, you know what I mean? Because, like, you're paying them to push, to get the deal through, and you're paying them to actually have your best interests. But, so, I know a couple lawyers, but, like, you know, it depends on, like, the jurisdiction of the law and stuff like that. So, the lawyer that I would be using is, like, through recommendations, but also, like, I'm also getting stuff reviewed by lawyers that I know that I can trust are not in that jurisdiction, but understand law in general.
Yeah, that are lawyers. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like, I just about using your network and going through people that you know, that you think you can trust.
Yeah.
And then using their connection. It's like a one big LinkedIn web, man. That's all it is.
Now, my next question is, when theoretically speaking, if you sign this deal, like, do you have a check coming your way straight away? Like,
anyone can Google this, bro. Like, anyone. I'm not gonna talk about figures, but the answer.
No,
is yes.
You don't have to give me the answer.
The answer is yes.
Okay. So, what am I getting here? Are you flying me out to Canada?
You know, like. I'm trying to do some flying myself in Norway.
Are you flying to Sweden, bro? Like, come on. Like, we gotta...
I'm trying to do some flying myself, my guy, you know, like...
The thing is, like, so I actually signed a commission deal, which is super sweet, last week, right? Mm. So, that did actually happen. So I signed a commission deal, right?
Nice.
So I essentially don't do shit.
It's the same deal with money. The same deal with the guy you were telling me about
last week? Yeah, well, I don't remember what I said last week.
No, it wasn't on the podcast. It was like...
Okay. Exactly. No, but it's insane. So I'm getting a commission for making the deal happen, which is insane. So obviously we had to go out and celebrate, you know, when the deal was done, like freaking drinks, nice dinner, you know, kind of a couple's night.
Yeah.
It was sick. So that's like why I'm saying, like, how will you celebrate, John?
Bro, you'll see.
Yeah. What do you mean you'll see?
It's a surprise, bro. Like, okay. It's a surprise. You'll see.
Okay.
Because I know it's like something that's conservative. Like, it's on your like bucket list and stuff, you know. So like, I will take it. You'll see in time. You'll see.
Okay. Well, I have my fingers crossed for you, John, and just bring some of that fortune over here to the podcast.
Yo, let's keep it moving. I want to tell you though. This week or last week, went to the studio.
Uh-huh.
I'm working out at the studio in Brampton, which I've worked out before. But I go there, record some records to shop for placement. So I did a couple records last week to place with like some artists. Mm-hmm. So I'm still waiting back to see what happens with those. Yeah, it was a good time, man. Like, I'm back in the studio this week again. Like, because normally I'm not in the studio, if anyone knows. So I write songs. Like, I write songs like wherever I could get a table, find a table.
Mm-hmm.
But being in the studio is nice, man. Like, just going there, having someone to like record for you, and just going to do your thing is that's what I love doing, man.
Speaking about music and being in the studio, my girlfriend asked me, does John like Drake?
100% B.
So like, what's when you see all these stories and Drake being at Copacabana when Just Jay and Puffy are playing, he's there in the back. Like, what are your feelings?
Yeah, I have no feel. I mean, like, normal. I see it as they're just people. You know what I mean? Like, the same way you'd see a person that everyone thinks is famous and like, but they're just a person. You know what I mean? Like, no, I don't have any feelings towards it. I mean, like, I'm glad that he's in Barbados. I'm glad that the timing.
What I'm saying, John, is you're not there. And if you were there, it'd be an opportunity to link up. Like,
yeah, it wouldn't be an opportunity to link up, bro. Like, the thing is that people don't understand. Like, there are people in Barbados right now that are producers and like songwriters. But like, if you're gonna get to Drake's place, like on the West Coast in St. Peter, you're not gonna get there. Like, you're not gonna get there.
That's not, so here's a bit of an inside scoop. I talked to Future, Puffy's manager.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, what's up with Drake? Like, have you linked up? What's happening? And he was like, yeah, we chilled for a bit at Jamestown. You know, Drake was at Jamestown.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whatever it takes, you have to get Puffy and Drake in a room, you know? And what happens next? I see... Just Jay and Puffy playing, and Drake is in the, you know, they are in the Copacabana, you know. I'm not taking credit for that, you know.
I mean, that was planned a long time, you know, like the same way.
It's because of me, John. Let's be
honest. All right, bro. I guess you could say the line in the new Drake song is because of Rihanna's brother.
2, 4, 6.
Yeah. Nah, he actually said St. Michael. He said, he was like, when me and Gallus go St. Michael. It was like, me and Gallus go St. Michael, God get way too fussy. It was like, hey. Nah.
And Popstar.
Nah, not Popstar, Greece. Bro. Not Greece either, man. Like, he dropped another song like 2 days ago. He's talking like Arabic and
Israel. Oh, that's the Arabic one. Oh, I see.
He's dropping Arabic bars. Mm-hmm. People are like freaking out. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah. He's speaking Arabic.
Yeah. It's smart though. It's really smart. Yes, John. I actually have. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts for Drake in Barbados?
No, it's just sad, like missing it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not going to get into Drake's circle. You're not going to get into Drake's house. You might see him at a bar, but, like, he came with, like, 30 people. You know what I mean? Like, he came with his DJ. He came with his producer. Yeah. He came with his engineer. He came with, like, the security, Chubbs, the security, like...
Yeah, but I know people who I've seen with him. Do you get what I mean? So then I know, like, I could...
Yo, are you on Beijing Twitter?
No. Is that in Instagram?
Nah, B. It's like, just like, if you follow enough Beijing people, you'd be on Beijing Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, the only way you're getting to Drake is if you're a chick. Like, that's the honest way going to. Like, he had a party at his house.
Oh, he had? Is no, that was not the pic he posted with two chicks like that.
No. It was after that party. It was like after Copacabana, they had a party. He had a party at his house. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like, if you think Miles, everything other Miles was there, like...
No, but that's the funny thing. Did you notice Instagram, like when Drake touched down, how all the bikini pics from every single female friend you have pop up on Instagram? I love it, my asshole, when I saw that.
Yo, you need to follow some more Beijing people, though. Like, the inside scoops you get on Beijing Twitter... It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Shout out to Drake.
Yeah. No, but and we actually have a major one for Chopped Up, which is which we're gonna get into. But as you said, John, it's good for Barbados, it's good publicity. You know, the island is the place to go for the rich, wealthy, and famous. So, you know, obviously.
Correct.
Paradise Island. So I think with that, we can just roll Chopped Up.
Hey.
So Johnny Boy, the stamp to work in Barbados.
It's official. Well, applications are now like open.
Yeah.
I saw that.
What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's definitely... innovative way to get to start to stimulate the economy in Barbados, you know what I mean? Yeah. In terms of like the idea of it, you know, but
John, can I just give you some shit before we get into this? Because you're like, I told you with this whole corona thing, I was like, I think Barbados is handling it really well, and you were skeptic, and then Barbados is completely corona free.
No, we're not, it's not corona free no more.
It's what they have corona now again.
Yeah, bro. Their cases on the island.
Mm-hmm. Well, they posted that they were completely corona.
Yeah, they put that's PR. They posted that they're corona free, like when they had zero cases.
Okay.
Like the exact time, but then like the next week is like.
Okay, so come you're on, a bit bro. Cynical still. You're still.
I'm
cynical.
Not cynical. I'm just saying. Like I'm saying this. Like, if you open the border, who are you opening the border to? who's gonna come? like there are no Canada, you're not flying from Canada, you're not flying from the States. Like, it's Drake flew in his private jet, bro. Like,
yeah, but still, it's still country limited, right?
What do you mean?
That's weird that he can fly in
it's commercial planes that are not flying, you know that? If you have enough money, you can go anywhere in the world, bro. Okay. Like, you know this. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I know someone just hopped on their private jet and went to Mexico for the weekend. You know what I mean? Okay. So it's like, you can go anywhere you want if you're flying private.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think it's definitely a creative approach. I was not, like, in terms of the timing, it might be too early. You know what I mean? Because I don't think people won't be able to estimate like when they would be able to leave the country, like parts of America like closing by down, parts of Europe, Canada is now going into stage three, but then like half of Canada is like going back into lockdown.
So and
like,
the US is freaking flipping out.
And they're trying to open the borders if the border opens between Canada and US and like all shit breaks loose. Yeah. There's a lot of unknowns. That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying there's a lot of unknowns, but I think it's
a there good, is a lot of unknowns.
It's but a good creative approach.
Right? It's a good initiative.
It's creative.
Right. And I feel like it's only positive, to be honest with you. I think it's a good thing. Like, people just need to get there, you know?
Yeah. And that's the hardest part.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm wondering, like, how much will it really stimulate the economy? Do you get what I mean?
Like, I mean, like, in theory, like, if all was well, like, if, like, there was no corona, and if there was, like, if we were back to, like, 2019 summer, and you put it out 2019 summer, it would probably stimulate the economy. You know what I mean? Because people would want to be like, oh, man, like, I mean, you can't even say that because you want to be working remote last year this time. That was even a thing.
But I feel like now when remote work is such a big thing, it could be a smart play. You know?
Yeah, but let's take a look at what is the definition of remote work currently. You know what I mean? Like right now the definition is work from home. Like you might have to come in the office next week, but like right now, work from home. I don't know, like but in Canada, I can talk for Canada, like you could probably talk for Sweden, but like like work from home, like all the companies are doing it. It's like you may have to come into work, like you have a date that you might have to come into work, you know what I mean? Like it's not fully remote, you still have to be like
But as I understand it, this whole initiative, so essentially, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the fact that Mia Motley, she launched this thing where you can get a 12-month working permit to go, you can apply for it and then you can work in Barbados for 12 months. But well, the thing is that I was thinking, John, is I think it's aimed more towards the digital nomads, the self-employed people who run consultancy agencies, maybe online psychologists, those types of people, you know?
Yeah.
Less so employees of companies.
I
think... And for those types of people, they'd probably be much more like, I would prefer to be in Barbados during these uncertain times compared to somewhere like, let's say Sweden as an example, you know?
Mm.
Even though Sweden is not a good example because it's been going on as usual over here. Everything is like usual, you know?
I feel you. I mean, like I said, I think it's a creative initiative. Just gotta see how it works. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's been like some false like advertisements about it. Like some yesterday me and Molly had to make a statement regarding it over like some false claims over like they were like we're not allowing certain people in, but that got cleared up, thankfully.
John,
I have something else for Chopped Up, but I forgot.
Okay,
you I forgot. Okay,
Tesla stock. John, in late March, it was $400. It's like $1,600-$1,700 bucks now.
True that.
How high will it go? 6,000?
I mean, the market only
like
that,
knows. That's the thing, John. Like I'm pissed that I don't have money right now, so I can like like if that's the lesson, like you should buy when it hurts. That's when you buy.
True
you that. Buy when it's hurt and when it's uncertain. That's when you get the deals.
That's facts.
$1,600-$1,700 Tesla stocks. Like, holy moly.
That's wild.
Right?
That is actually wild.
It's like, insane.
I mean, Elon just winning, man.
Yeah. He was the highest paid CEO last year, like $560 million. Because he has like his compensation packages are based off on what the stock hits, you know. Like both Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos added $10 billion to their net worth one day. Like that's that's like that's you crazy. could buy you could literally probably buy Barbados with like
Barbados GDP isn't even $10 billion.
No,
it's nowhere close to it.
Yeah,
but
how crazy.
That's a goal right there, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm taking notes from these minds. Like, I'm trying to like take little notes from Elon, take notes from Jeff, take notes from all these guys.
Yeah, but honestly, John, like, they're not even doing anything. Do you get what I mean? Like, when you build that big of a machine, it just goes by itself, you know?
True. But, like, they are doing, like, Elon Musk on Twitter is not Elon Musk on Twitter for fun. You know what I mean? Like, that's all strategic. Like, when you have entire states, like, begging you to come and can you, now you're like, okay, You can bargain with these people and get subsidies for your worker. Like, it's like, this guy's playing a whole different game. He, like, it's actually well. Now, Jeff Bezos is going to be, Jeff Bezos on trial next week. Not on trial, but.
Yeah, in question. Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch that. I haven't seen much Jeff Bezos in public. Should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it should be interesting. It's going to be interesting, really interesting.
It should be.
I want to ask you something, John.
What?
So, for all my life, I've always been the black sheep, right? But I've always done what I think is right. And I've always gone where my vision has led me, which has made me into who I am and which has made me successful, right? And now with me going into the Stockholm School of Economics, right? It's like one of the, I think it's probably the, it's the only private university in Sweden, right? It's funded by like 79% or whatever. It's funded from the corporate Sweden. The school was founded in 1909 by this a corporate guy who was like, we need a school to like focused on business so we can serve business Sweden, right? Anyhow, so because of this and because of Sweden's socialistic roots as a country, everything that's something private usually gets dragged through the media. And this school is a school that has gotten dragged through the media because it's been predominantly, I think, yeah, it's definitely been predominantly white, not in terms of their master and exchange programs as of recently when they've gone more international. But if you look history-wise, and it's also been predominantly elitist, right? So, you know, all the like kind of royalty and that stuff kind of thing, right? And all like, you know, if Elon Musk kids were in Sweden, they would go to this school or like, yeah. And so with this, there has been this thing, like there's this saying that's called, and it's like, and this is something also that the McKinsey is something that they work through. It's like, it's called work, but don't get, like work behind the curtain, essentially. Like it's like, you know, do the work but no attention, essentially, right? It's what it is, right? And so anyhow, and like I have good friends at this school, but one of them questions my vlogging, right? And so the thing is, so here's my deal, right? This is the first year the school is fully in English, like the bachelor's.
Right.
And with like with the skiing too, John, like I was the first like pro like skier on the World Cup circuit, yada yada yada, who vlogged, right? Now there's multiple vloggers and whatnot like there. And then so with the school, like nobody has ever vlogged going through it. And I don't remember if I talked about this guy named Elliot Choi. He has like 900,000 subscribers on YouTube now.
Yeah.
He did a video like giving Harvard students iPhones, and that got 19 million views. So to me, you know, because because I'm also used to like people saying this and that behind my back, right? And I've never like, I've never listened to it because I've always been so focused on my thing and what I'm doing, because I know I'm on the right path. And that has always been rewarding to me, right? So this is just another example when I'm kind of back in that environment where it's like, not only will I be the 1% in terms of how what I look like, you know, but also in terms of my personality and what I'm going to be doing apart from just being like a student. Because a lot of the mentality in Sweden is like, get in line and don't be different, right? So anyhow, and but the thing is, so, and then I happen to stumble upon, like, because this is like a hardcore business school, like a capitalist freaking business school, right? That's what it is. It's like they serve like the biggest and best and most elite financial corporations and corporations in the world. So now I'm like, because when I look at it, John, and you just said it, Elon Musk and his Twitter game, you're like, it's not just for fun, right? It gives him a tremendous amount of influence. So I'm thinking the same thing in terms of my influence, right? Because usually, like, you know how you say, like, you have a lot of money, but then you don't have the power, or you have a lot of power, but you don't have the money, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like, because I also, yeah. So anyhow, so I feel like it's a bit tiring to feel that I'm like 23 years old and I'm going to have to, like, you know, kind of keep digging my head in the sand and just, like, you know, do my own thing. Do you get what I mean? And be different, you know? Like, I don't mind being different. I know I am different in a lot of the things I do, but sometimes it do get tiring, right? And I'm not complaining. I just, right?
Yeah.
But then again, in the long run, I do think it'll be really rewarding in terms of many things, you know? What do you think about going into, like, you know, this institution where, like, nobody has ever, like, really been a public profile? I don't even think they've even had the influencer before there.
Bro, I think you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? Like, you're in this institution, but you're in this institution, you know what I mean? Like, you can't let them change what your being is, you know what I mean? Like, yes, you'll grow and become a better business leader, but like, at the end of the day, you have a duty to yourself to do what you feel is right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't let these people that have been in their ways or set in their ways, or they have different trajectories, you can't let them influence yours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you feel that's something you gotta do, if you know deep down like that's what you gotta do, like,
But also, bro, looking at it from a different, from a business standpoint, okay? So there's there's tons of ups, right? Like positives. First of all, it's an untapped market in the terms of nobody has ever vlogged going to that school, like, essentially reviewing the bachelors, right? So that's a whole new cool thing, right? The second thing is, it's like Gary Vaynerchuk says, when you are your own toll booth, you don't have to be a slave to anyone else. Essentially meaning, like, so, you know, if you work for a company, you know, you are bound to the company. But as an example, with my social media, I can shape my own image, more or less, right? It also comes with a lot of responsibility and weight to your words, obviously. But and then also, like, if it does blow up and stuff like that, like, there's this guy Graham Stephen, he has what, 2 million subscribers, he's making $250,000 to $300,000 a month on YouTube. You know, not that I care about the money, I just want to reach as many people as possible, because that's the other thing, like we've said on this podcast before, John, like, I feel like the future in terms of, like, CEO, top positions, whatever, you're going to have to somewhat be media trained as a person. and yeah. somewhat know how to handle yourself in those scenarios, right? And I also feel like it gets much easier if you have all this behind you and people know you're a genuine person. And what?
I also feel like times are changing, you know what I mean?
So right,
like institutions right. are like have these like set in their way approaches. Like
yeah.
they'll learn and they'll adapt in their own time, but like, you can't yeah. adapt to them. You know what I mean? Like in all honesty, like things are changed. Things have changed. You know what I mean?
Things have changed.
Like even for the last 5 years, things have changed in terms of what it means to have a career, what it means for a job. Like you could go to business school and be a vlog and have and document that entire thing.
Yeah.
And have your, you could be making like the same Graham Stevenson.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
he's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
He doesn't make most, he makes most of his money not selling luxury houses, but like,
on making content.
You know what I mean? So it's like, bro, like,
isn't that smart business wise? When you go, instead of going to school for 3 years to then try to get a good job, you capitalize on the actual journey of going to school, right?
Yep, because a good job is not even guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's like, it's not. So one thing that you can guarantee is that revenue stream of building that content and having that up there. But like, you can't like that. Not, I think that's a competitive advantage for you as well. You know what I mean? Because when you look at what it is, like when you look at how these companies look at people, or any like when you look at them, these companies are just people, you know what I mean? People that want to work with interesting people. If you're interesting, or if you're a cookie cutter, like,
they're probably gonna
go with an interesting person.
And that's the thing, John, because I know whatever I'm gonna do in the future, I'm gonna need people, like, you can't do anything with people. It's like today when I met up with Martin, like. Martin is the person behind the decision that made me, you know, able to pursue my Olympic dream. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in whatever you do, you're going to need people. And what better way to reach out to a bunch of people than to be like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah, bro. I feel you.
So I feel like that's the win. And the other thing is, John, is like, I all respects to the institution. I'm not talking down on the institution or anything like that, or any sort of institution. I think education, higher education, is extremely important. But what I am saying also, you know, OnePlus, the phone.
Yeah.
So the co-founder, Carl Pei, he's half Chinese, half Swedish. He went to Stockholm School of Economics, but he dropped out. He didn't do his final thesis. Because he started the OnePlus company. And he said when he went at the school, there was nothing about like data, computer, blah, 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 blah stuff, right? Obviously, they've changed now. And you heard me talk about their mission statement last year. And that's like the positive thing about this school, because they have so close ties to the corporate environment that they can adjust quickly, you know? There's this whole course called Global Challenges where you get educated about the challenges of tomorrow that you'll have to face as a business leader, you know? But I guess what I'm saying is like, you know, when you do something the first, like, I think what I'll find joy out of is like, imagine if I do this and then people after me will come and do the same thing. Yeah. And then you're the first, you know, and when you are a first mover, like Ray Dalio calls it a shaper, you know, there are some things like, you know, you've seen the curve, John, early adopters and then, you know.
Nah, bro, I think you should do it. You know, I don't think it was a question. I think you should just get hauled out and do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then in terms of like, so this is another thing, John, if you're an employer, okay, you're McKinsey, and you check out like my Instagram and Facebook, and you see that I have a podcast and a vlog. Is that a negative or a positive?
That's a positive, bro.
Right? Because the thing
like, I just told you, like, it all boils down to people. At the end of the day, all the company is a bunch of people. If all of you were dead, the company goes nowhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, The thing is, people run the corporation, and people want to work with interesting people. Yeah. If you're interesting,
that is true.
Like, the whole interview process is just okay to find out one if you're capable. If you're capable, in the first interview, that's it. They don't care about your capabilities anymore. You just want to figure out, like, okay,
yes, person.
Do I want to work with this person for 8 hours of my day? Do I want to be sitting next to this person? Do I want to talk to this person in the airplane? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all it is, bro. Like, if you're interested, like, you win the game. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. having something to talk about other than your dad's trust fund is, like...
Yeah, I know. And that's so interesting that you say that, because today at my lunch with Martin, we're at... like a really fancy place in Stockholm, right? Like the riverfront. Mm. And I hear this girl and this guy, and they just talk about money. And they're like talking about another girl who spent money out partying.
Bro, like that's so gotta come from her savings. About, you know what I mean?
And to me, like, that's the most boring thing ever, when people are like, you know, you want to hear interesting people with interesting life stories from different walks of life, you know. Facts. That's what you want, you know. That's and facts. That's what I'm excited about. Like, not like that's what I want to find at this school, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I want to find other people that are like, I know there are hungry people there, you know.
No, you're right, bro.
So, right. Yeah, no, but I don't know why I guess sometimes, John, you have to question yourself.
So, yeah, you have
and
to.
What you're doing, and when you're on the verge too of doing something that that everyone else isn't doing, obviously, you know, it makes you question yourself. And especially now, when, like, in between, you know, when I'm about to start the next season and all of that stuff. But I think that everything that I've done in my life this far I've done it right, you know, in most occasions. So you just got to keep on going, I guess.
What we're doing, we got to do, you know. That's all it is. That's all it is, bro.
Yeah.
But yo.
Yes.
We got to dip.
We have to dip, guys.
We'll see you guys next week. Appreciate you guys.
We're coming up
listening and watching us. 100, bro.
100.
Coming. 4 more episodes and we're out here, you know?
Yeah,
4 more
episodes. We are. Until then,
we're out. Peace.